Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Happy New Year! This is Kate Miner with update number 101 for the week of January 5th, 2009. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report dated December 18th, 2008. President-elect Barack Obama unveiled in a news conference that he'll be creating a new White House Energy and Climate Change Office. Assuming the slot of new climate and energy czar will be Carol Browner, with whom the finishing industry worked closely during her record 8 years in the Clinton administration as the longest-serving EPA chief. He also announced that Dr. Stephen Chu, director of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, is his nominee to head the Department of Energy, and that Lisa Jackson, who was recently New Jersey's environmental chief, will be his nominee to run the EPA. Obama emphasized the importance of fusing the activities of EPA, the Energy Department, and the White House on energy issues in particular. Still in the running for a key appointment to run the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs is Georgetown professor Lisa Heinzerling. She has long been a vocal academic critic of using cost-benefit analysis to drive environmental, safety, and other regulations, and was a primary author of the plaintiff's case in Massachusetts versus EPA. She and others argued on behalf of the state of Massachusetts that the federal government has sufficiency authority to begin regulating carbon emissions. The U.S. Supreme Court issued an historic decision on the case in 2007, ruling that the Clean Air Act does allow EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. In light of the president-elect's much-anticipated announcement, how will the new leadership in the White House and executive agencies, as well as expanded Democratic majorities in Congress, impact the surface finishing industry in 2009? Here's a starter list of issues underway for the new year. EPA residual risk rule on chromium air emissions. As required by the Clean Air Act, EPA will review the chromium electroplating MACT standard to determine what additional controls are needed to address so-called residual risk posed by existing chromium air emissions. EPA European Union Nickel Risk and Labeling Initiatives. The European Union is ready to announce by the end of 2009 that it is formally revising its nickel hazard classification under the EU Dangerous Substances Directive. This is the second recent action of the EU on nickel hazards, and the action is expected to generate increased concerns over nickel in components and products in the supply chain, as well as a second look at the use of nickel compounds in plating operations. EPA PFOS-based fume suppressants. Mounting pressure on the potential environmental and health impacts of perfluorooctane sulfonate compounds may trigger EPA to consider a reversal of its plating use exemption for PFOS-based fume suppressants. OSHA Chromium Workplace Exposure Standard. A three-judge panel for the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals last month heard arguments in the litigation challenging OSHA's chrome PEL of 5 micrograms per cubic meter set in 2006. While the finishing industry was the key player then in promoting this more reasonable workplace exposure limit, public citizens' challenge would have OSHA go back to the drawing board and redo the standard. If the Federal Appeals Court overturns the regulation in a final decision expected during the spring of 2009, OSHA must propose a new standard. Department of Defense pending chromium ban memorandum. The finishing industry will continue its collaboration with the Department of Defense on environmental and health issues surrounding CR6 and related issues and an appropriate path forward on advancing coating alternatives. In the meantime, the Pentagon is expected to issue a policy statement to ban all uses of hexavalent chromium unless key approvals are in place for specific uses by senior-level officials. EPA Environmental Justice and Children's Health. EPA is expected to ramp up funding and attention to children's health risks, as well as the environmental impact of industry in low-income and minority communities. EPA enforcement. Environmental groups issued harsh criticisms of the environmental enforcement record of the Bush administration. A more aggressive approach to enforcement priority setting and increased civil and criminal penalties are anticipated next year and beyond. EPA Department of Energy Climate Change and Energy Efficiency. As President-elect Obama noted this past week, energy policy will be a priority in Washington for the new White House and Congress. The Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill will likely revisit major climate change legislation to limit greenhouse gas emissions, while EPA will issue milestone decisions, including promulgating a new greenhouse gas emissions reporting rule in June 2009 that could reach broadly across U.S. manufacturing. OSHA ergonomic standard. OSHA will likely consider a new ergonomic standard that would overhaul work practices and technology in the workplace, with potentially substantial impacts for small and medium-sized manufacturers. European Union REACH implementation. As the EU begins to implement its new legislation, the Registration, Evaluation, Authorization, and Restriction of Chemical Substances, impacts will be felt around the world. While U.S. plating operations are not expected to be impacted directly with new regulatory requirements, REACH is presenting new costs and hurdles for global chemical makers and suppliers and is prompting renewed attention to voluntary restrictions and potential bans of certain chemicals and metals in the supply chain. For more information on these issues or for a copy of the Washington Report, please contact Jeff Hannepel at jhannepel@thepolicygroup.com. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the 2009 NASF Energy Conference, scheduled for January 20th and 21st in Orlando, Florida, has been canceled. But the 2009 NASF Management Conference will take place on February 8th through the 12th in Aruba. Also, the NASF 2009 Washington Forum will take place April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C. And don't forget to mark your calendar for NASF's SURFIN 2009 on June 16th and 17th in Louisville, Kentucky. For more information on these NASF events, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for January. On January 8th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On January 14th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly dinner meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. Guest speaker will be Don Baudrand. On January 20th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Dave Kalman of CCIA Chemical Company on metal finishing wastewater treatment. On January 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California 2008 Biennial Report Workshop and CARB Update will take place at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on January 22nd, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a forum at Spinny Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.